Hello, my name is Rafat Issa. I'm a program manager on the NanoServer team, and I'd like to show you a short demo of NanoServer. For those of you who are new to NanoServer, NanoServer is a new Windows Server 2016 installation option with a super small footprint. It can be used as a physical host, as a VM guest, or as a container operating system. In Windows Server 2016, NanoServer supports the following roles: Hyper-V, Scale-out File Server, DNS Server, Failover Clustering, and IIS. Here's how it compares with Server Core and Full Server in terms of boot performance and I/O footprint. Note that this is provisioning first boot, so subsequent boots will be even faster. After booting, you'll find that NanoServer has much fewer services started, fewer processes running, and fewer ports open, directly contributing to its superior security and serviceability, which makes it ideal for many scenarios. Even after the very fast boot, you'll notice that NanoServer runs with far fewer processes and fewer services, actually less than half those of a server with a desktop experience, and far fewer than Server Core as well. Let's compare the two and take a look at those numbers, and also take a look at some of the remote management capabilities of NanoServer using the DNS server role as an example. I'm going to run get process on the server with a desktop experience. And to measure it, I'm going to pipe the commandlet of get process to measure or measure object. And we find 45 processes running on server with the desktop experience. And to measure the running processes, I'm going to pipe to a where clause and then measure again. And we find 72 processes services running on server with the desktop experience. So 45 and 72, remember those numbers. Now I'm just going to remote into NanoServer. You'll see three lines here. Of course, you can do the whole thing in one line. I use this for convenience, so I can reuse the variables after that, whether it's the IP address variable or the session object itself. They come in handy when you want to enter the session, exit the session again, or copy between two machines, to NanoServer from NanoServer. All right, so we're in. I'm just going to make some room and run the this registry key basically holds the flavor of the installation option on server. In this case, it's NanoServer. Once you're in NanoServer, of course, you can continue using your familiar CMD commands like ipconfig/all, but you're also welcome to use the PowerShell equivalent of that. The beauty of that is that you're getting an object back as opposed to having to parse text. You get an object back that you can manipulate or pass on to another element on the pipeline. Now let's measure the processes. And remember, it was 45 and 72 for processes and services respectively. Let's measure them here. So we have 25, well, a little more than half of the processes running on server with a desktop experience, but nonetheless significantly less, fewer processes running. And the number of services running is 30. That's less than half the 72 that we saw on server with a desktop experience. By design, by default, you'll find very few modules actually loaded on NanoServer. That's to keep it lean and small, but of course you have a lot of options. When you run get module-list available, you'll find a lot of modules that you can import, whether implicitly or explicitly. Let's go ahead and import the DNS server module. We need that one. You'll notice I use -verbose because it shows me as it imports the module which commandlets it's importing, and that saves me typing another commandlet to show the commandlets that were imported. Now, let's double check to make sure that our DNS server service is running. And it is, so we're going to exit out of NanoServer and go back to our server with a desktop experience. Let's try to resolve this name, contoso627.com. I don't assume that it's there. I'm expecting to get an error because we never actually added this. Thinking, and we get the error. Oh, that's expected, absolutely. Let's exit. And let's go back into our NanoServer. See how handy it came in, this session object $s. And now let's add Contoso 627. Let's run those two commandlets, first one and second one for the record A, and exit our NanoServer PS session. Let's see if that did the trick. And sure enough, we actually find our Contoso627.com added. Remember, this was just PowerShell. This is one way of doing remote management, but I didn't have to do that. I could have just used a DNS server, the MMC snap-in, Now, if we refresh here, we actually find our Contoso 627 here as well. I've already pre-entered my IP address for the nano server machine, the exact same IP address we used in PowerShell. So you're not bound by PowerShell. You could use the GUI. You could have done everything from here, actually. In summary, NanoServer's tiny 400 megabyte footprint is a direct contribution to its superior security, serviceability, resource consumption, and boot performance, while providing flexible options for remote management, ranging from PowerShell, as you saw in the demo, to the new browser-based server management tools, as well as familiar tools such as Hyper-V Manager, Failover Cluster Manager, Server Manager, and others. Thanks for watching.